Hello everyone, it's me, Christopher, and...
And me, Laura!
I'm excited today because we're talking about one of my favorite things.
One of your favorite... You like many things, Chris.
No, actually, I like very few things.
Really? Okay.
Okay, I'm kidding. I like a lot of things. Books. We're talking about books. And specifically a series of books.
Nice. Actually, that's a really good way of learning a language as well, like by reading books.
Yeah.
And also reading books nowadays, I think not many people do that now because they're so busy.
Yeah, playing with their smartphone.
Yeah. So I think reading books has sort of become very, you know, not common.
Yeah, it is very uncommon to see people reading a book. The only people I see reading books on the MRT when I'm going places are either old people.
Okay.
Or students, but I think they're doing the reading because it's required.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, we can look at our series of books here
when
we start the article.
And they're very interesting.
Reading.
The Lightning Thief.
12-year-old Percy Jackson can inexplicably read Greek letters and always seems ready to fight. These strange attributes perplex him and often get him into trouble. One day, his class takes a field trip to a museum. At the museum, Jackson is suddenly attacked by one of the furies of Greek mythology. The creature, it turns out, is Percy's math teacher. It sounds crazy, but to Percy, it's very real. No one else sees the attack, but Percy's mother believes him. She says there's a place called Camp Half-Blood where he can be safe, though. Percy feels extremely confused about what's happening to him, but to avoid further harm, he agrees to go to the camp with his mother. On their way to the camp, something strange happens again. Percy and his mother are attacked by the Minotaur, a creature with a man's body and a bull's head. The beast grabs Percy's mom, and she turns into a shower of light as she dies. Although Percy is shocked and angered by his mother's death, he escapes from the threat of the Minotaur and runs to the camp.
Okay, so I'm sure our viewers out there have either read or seen the Harry Potter movies and read the books. But we're talking about a different series. And a series is a group of things that are connected together. And this one is about Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson. Okay. Now, I don't think a lot of people here in Taiwan, they know Percy Jackson. And that's why we're going to find out more about Percy Jackson.
Yes. There's actually a movie, though. Great. Yeah. All right. So, here's our article. 12-year-old Percy Jackson can inexplicably read Greek letters and always seems ready to fight. Okay, inexplicable. It sounds difficult to say, so say it with me. Inexplicable.
Inexplicable.
Right. It means unable to be explained or understood. It seems like it might be a little difficult to spell, so I'll tell you now. It's inexplicable. 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 Okay, so our example sentence. Mandy inexplicably played the piano even though she had never had a lesson.
Wow.
So Mandy inexplicably, see, it is difficult to say.
Yeah.
So unexplained, played the piano even though she had never had a lesson.
She must be a genius. Okay, so 我们一开始的课文就看到，哇，好难的字。不过我们现在看比较简单一点啦。故事的主角 Percy Jackson 啊，我们是提到他几岁呢？刚刚有没有注意听？就是 12-year-old Percy Jackson。不过大家有没有发现，一般我们讲到某人几岁的时候，不是会用 years old 吗？那为什么这里文章是用 12-year-old 而不是 12 years old？ 哦，原来大家有没有发现，这里在 12-year-old 中间他们还有一杠哦，它是当作形容词来用，表示12岁的 Percy Jackson。所以一般呢，我们提到的 he is 12 years old， 其中的 years 我们要加 s 的原因，原来呢这里是当作名词来用， years old 就是几岁。那刚刚 Chris 有帮大家提到，哇，一个好难的字 inexplicably， 就是哇，到无法说明的程度，就是很难以理解或是莫名其妙的，都有这样子的意思哦。那我可以说，常常呢我都会找不到我的东西， OK， I can't you know find my things around my house， so sometimes I might say the remote control has inexplicably inexplicably disappeared. That's actually me. I probably left it somewhere. 就是哦，遥控器无缘无故的失踪了。那当然，它的形容词就是 inexplicable， 就是无一样，也是无法说明的。但是它是一个形容词哦。那副词呢，就是要修饰动词。所以我们的课文是说到，诶，他无法说明为什么他了解 Greek letters， 就是希腊文哦。
Right. These strange attributes perplex him and often get him into trouble.
所以 attribute 这个字也是有点难，其实就是指属性。所以呢，刚刚我们有提到说，诶，他可以看得懂希腊文，还有就是永远充满着战斗力，这些的 attributes 特质呢，常常会使他感到很怎么样， perplex him。Perplex 就是使困惑 ，to confuse someone very much. OK， 这样子的意思。比方，如果我说 her attitude perplexes me， that just means I'm very confused by her attitude.
One day, his class takes a field trip. OK, field trip is an educational visit made by students away from their school. So they're going on a field trip,
right?
Probably to a museum. So. For example, my class has a field trip to the National Palace Museum tomorrow. I'm excited to see ancient scrolls.
Wow.
My class has a field trip to the National Palace Museum tomorrow. I'm excited to see ancient scrolls. Field trip is two words. Field, F-I-E-L-D, F-I-E-L-D, and trip, T-R-I-P, T-R-I-P, trip, field trip.
Right. Field trip 其实有时候我们讲远足会想到，诶，小朋友好像出去玩，不是，它是有种这个校外学习因此而去的这个远足。所以刚刚 Chris 有说，诶，他们去哪里呢？ National Palace Museum 就是故宫啊，去学习一些东西哦。那另外如果你要说去远足，我们要用 go on a field trip. So for example, we went on a field trip.
Perfect. Okay, one day his class takes a field trip to the museum, and at the museum, Jackson is suddenly attacked by one of the furies of Greek mythology.
At the museum.
Yes, at the museum. Okay, so mythology, we see this word here, and it's a general term for myths, like legends, especially Greek ones, and it can also mean a collection of myths.Or the study of them. So it has like a couple different meanings. So we spell mythology, M-Y-T-H, myth, ology, O-L-O-G-Y. Myth, M-Y-T-H-O-L-O-G-Y, mythology. So ology usually is added onto the end for things that you study. According to Greek mythology, Zeus is the god of lightning. According to Greek mythology or Greek stories,Zeus is the god of lightning.
所以呢，我们刚刚看到 mythology 这个字就是神话，所以 Greek mythology 是什么呢？就是希腊神话。那为什么讲到这个呢？就是话说那个男主角他有一天要去这个一个博物馆，就他竟然被其中一个什么 fury 是什么呢？就是希腊神话当中的复仇的有三个女神之一给 attack 给攻击了。So, who's this person?
The Fury? Well, the creature, it turns out, is Percy's math teacher.
Okay, interesting. So, creature, 我们常常, this word has several meanings.
Yes,
它其实有人啊，或者是动物，或是创造物生物这样的意思哦。所以常常我们会说，像是for example, wild creatures, 可能就是我们在森林里看到一些像 lions, 就是狮子这样等等的。那当然也可以像是一些比较特别的奇怪的这些生物哦。所以这里我们提到的当然是指说 诶，后来他发现这个人呢，就是刚攻击他的这个人，他竟然是 Percy 的 math teacher 数学老师、嗯、那 turns out 这个片语有着竟然是结果是就是有一种就是本来你没有预期这样子，就后来结局竟然是这样子的哦。Okay, so the next in the part in the article says,、嗯、it sounds crazy, but to Percy, it's very real. No one else sees the attack, but Percy's mother believes him. So that's nice. There's one person、yeah. who believed him. She says there's a place called Camp Half-Blood where、right. he can be safe, though. Now, Percy feels extremely confused.About what's happening to him.
But to avoid further harm, he agrees to go to the camp with his mother.
Hmm.
Okay, so harm, we see that at the end. To avoid further harm. Harm means physical damage or injury.
Okay.
Yeah. So after yelling at a small child, the actor did... After yelling at a small child, the actor did his image a lot of harm. After yelling at the small child...The actor, it could be any actor, did his image a lot of harm or damage. Harm. H-A-R-M. H-A-R-M. Harm.
Okay. Harm 呢其实就是伤害的意思哦。Now, for example, we could talk about serious physical harm.
Right, yes.
Or even psychological harm. It can、mm-hmm. be both. Okay, so for example, I can say the mother will do anything to protect her children.From harm.
Right.
Okay, now, other useful phrases, we could talk about something like, for example, do more harm than good. Okay,
right.
For example, he thinks the treatment may do more harm than good. Just means it could be more harmful than, helpful.
Right.
Okay, so, and sometimes we say no harm done, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that phrase that、yeah. we could probably use in conversations.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no harm done. 其实呢中简单来说，中文解释就是哦，还好没有出乱子，就是没有影响最后的结果。For example, someone would say, "I'm so sorry about forgetting to call earlier," and you could answer, "That's okay." Yeah, 就是没有关系啊，我不用太计较这样子的意思哦。Okay, and there's this other phrase I also like. It's a harm phrase. Do you no harm? For example, a little work would do you no harm. 是做一点事情又不会死啦。OK, 这些都是很常在这个口语见到有关 harm 的片语，大家把它记起来哦。
Those are good examples.、I like those. Keep them in your noodle.
Yeah.
Okay, on their way to the camp, something strange happens again. Uh-oh, what do you think it's going to be this time?
I don't know.
Percy and his mother are attacked by the Minotaur, a creature with a man's body...And a bull's head, which I can't put on a bull mask,
okay.
A bull.
Okay, again, 所以他又被攻击啦。那这时候呢，他妈妈也可能会遭殃。那 Minotaur 长什么样子呢？他是有人的身体。And a bull's head. Bull 其实就是公牛，所以他的头长跟公牛一样。Interesting.
Yeah. The beast grabs Percy's mom, and she turns into a shower of light, and she dies.
Okay.
Grab. So you see this verb, grab. It means to take or take hold of something、or someone suddenly. So you might grab a pencil and、
right.
write down something, or you might grab money out of your pocket.
Right.
So, example sentence. Martha grabbed her school bag on the way out the front door. Martha grabbed her school bag on her way out the front door.
Right, grab 其实有抓啦或者是握这样的意思啊比方像是 She grabbed his wrist, okay? Or、the little boy grabbed onto his mother's leg and wouldn't let go. Now grab, we can also use that in a conversation. For example,、just to do or get something in a quick way, sort
yeah,
of like grab me a burger,
yes,
something
we
like
can,
that.、
Yeah.
Okay, we can grab a bite,
yeah,
something to get something to eat.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, things like that. Okay, now we also say turn into something.
Right.
What does that mean?
Okay, it means to change from one thing to another.、In Disney's movie, The Princess and the Frog,、the girl turns into a frog when she kisses the prince. So in the Disney movie, The Princess and the Frog, the girl...She kisses the frog, she turns into a frog when she kisses the prince, who is a frog. It's different than the normal story.
Yeah.
But, It's our shortcut for you,
yeah,
yes?
So we better
how about
check,
we check
it out.
Shortcut for you.
Hi, Jeffrey. What are you reading about?
I'm reading about a poor girl who turned into a wonderful princess.
How did she turn? Was she driving the wrong way?
Turn into means change and become something different.
Okay, turn into means 变成.
We all know the story of the princess that kisses the frog and turns him into a handsome prince.
Yeah, that's right. In Beauty and the beast becomes a handsome prince too.
That's right.A lot of stories make an ugly animal turn into a handsome prince.
Okay, I hope I can do that too.
What a great example of turn into something. Okay, back to the article. Although Percy is shocked and angered by his mother's death, he escapes from the threat of the Minotaur and runs to the camp.So escape means to become free or to get free from something or to avoid something. And it's usually something bad. You want to, you usually escape from something bad. Escape is spelled E-S-C-A-P-E. E-S-C-A-P-E. Escape. Okay. When the prison bus crashed, one prisoner escaped, but he was quickly recovered. When the prison bus crashed, one prisoner escaped, so, you know, crash would be bad. He escaped, but he was quickly recovered, which is good because he's a prisoner.
Okay, escape 其实就是逃跑、逃脱这样的意思呢。那通常我们会说 escape from 一个地方或是不好的情况。这里我们看到后面它接的是 threat. Threat 其实就是恐吓或是威胁这样的意思。For example, I can say the threat of a suntan keeps many Taiwanese people indoors during the summer. Okay, let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, our For You Chat question. Have you ever been confused by something that happened to you? Why or why not?
I guess so. Like, sometimes has this ever happened to you where you dreamed about something and then it's like kind of like deja vu. It's like, and the next day, the same thing happened exactly the way it did in your dream. And you are going, why? Am I psychic?But then I don't know. It's probably like I do a lot of things every day and I just dreamed about it. And then, you know, same thing sort of happen every single day. It could be that. Have you ever felt confused?
I've had similar things, not dreams, just moments where I'm like, I think I've done this before. But the strangest or the most confusing thing was I was getting ready to cross the street and I thought something silver. And then I stopped and I looked both ways again and there was a silver car speeding. Maybe I am.
Superpower. Well, anyway, you guys have a chat about it, and we'll come back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
The Lightning Thief.
12-year-old Percy Jackson can inexplicably read Greek letters and always seems ready to fight. These strange attributes perplex him and often get him into trouble. One day, his class takes a field trip to a museum. At the museum...Jackson is suddenly attacked by one of the furies of Greek mythology. The creature, it turns out, is Percy's math teacher. It sounds crazy, but to Percy, it's very real. No one else sees the attack, but Percy's mother believes him. She says there's a place called Camp Half-Blood where he can be safe, though. Percy feels extremely confused about what's happening to him.But to avoid further harm, he agrees to go to the camp with his mother. On their way to the camp, something strange happens again. Percy and his mother are attacked by the Minotaur, a creature with a man's body and a bull's head. The beast grabs Percy's mom, and she turns into a shower of light as she dies. Although Percy is shocked and angered by his mother's death,He escapes from the threat of the Minotaur and runs to the camp.
Vocabulary Review.
Field trip. The second grade class took a field trip to the history museum. Harm. Eating junk food all the time will do great harm to your health. Grab. The monkey grabbed a banana right out of the man's hand. Escape. The news reporter said that 3 men escaped from prison last night. Threat. The war between the 2 countries is a threat to world peace.